Agenda item number 11, discussion and possible action on Bell County Water Control and Improvement District interlocal agreement by Trey Busby.
Thank you, Chairman. This is an action item, and there's some additional information in the agenda. David Collinsworth gave a pretty good overview of the project this morning in his earlier discussion, but I'll restep it again. What we're talking about today is the proposed pipeline between Lakes Belton and Steelhouse Hollow to connect to convey water from that reservoir to Steelhouse Hollow to satisfy some demands in that area. What we've done to date in terms of this project is we've completed our preliminary engineering. We've also completed our physical hydraulic modeling and our infrastructure analysis that we've partnered with Bell County WCID on this project. The next steps in this process is to look at the hydrological model update that will update reservoir inflow and evaporation to our model that we've had since 2007. Here's another map of the Bell House connector in relation to the Winchester County Regional Raw Water Line. That potential water will move through that raw water line as well. What we need to do today is ask for authorization from the board to spend another $23,000 with Bell County WCID number one to update the hydrologic model. And also, we're asking to spend an additional $32,000 with Bell County WCID if other steps are identified in this process to further our studies on the Bell County, Bell House pipeline that would connect Lake Belton and Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir. I'll answer any questions you have and have a resolution. Yes, sir.
What kind of timing do you have if this whole thing goes forward and it's completed and operational? How long will that take?
The pipeline, the actual construction of the pipeline design, probably take what five to seven years to get through that. The pipeline itself won't be needed until the 2020-2030 time frame.
So use of the pipeline will be in like 2023. Is that what we expect?
I would say 2025 time frame.
The demand on the pipeline is not immediate. I will tell you, if we would have had the pipeline for 2011 with that extremity of a drought, we would have used it. So what we have to do with Bell County WCID, since what we're trying to do is contract for them to move the water and then build the infrastructure, would be to figure out the appropriate timing of the pipeline. But I don't see Bell County moving forward with that pipeline for probably 5 to 7 more years.
Okay. My other question was, and it kind of relates back to the pipeline between Steelhouse and Georgetown. Can we reverse the flow on these pipelines?
No, sir.
So our assumption is there's always going to be more demand to the south than there is, and more water to the north and more demand and less water to the south.
Yes, sir. But as far as both pipelines are unique in their own, there was never a contemplation to flow water out of Lake Georgetown north just because of the sheer size of the reservoir. Because of the amount of water that was not under contract in Lake Belton, that's the purpose of the pipeline connecting the two dots. So the flow back was never, it was talked about a little bit, but not probably a financially feasible option.
With the unfortunate discovery of the zebra mussels in Lake Belton, I would guess that that's a major concern. Are they able to control that? You don't want to send those down to Steelhouse and then down to Georgetown.
No, sir, there is no control mechanism other than trying to educate the public, which the Brazos River Authority is a part of through Texas Parks and Wildlife. But there is a major concern for the expansion of that mussel statewide, and we'll just have to see where it ends up and how it impacts various reservoirs. It also is a concern of ours for the ability to move water from one reservoir to another.
Anybody else? Okay. Please read your resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute an interlocal agreement with Bell County Water Control and Improvement District Number 1, providing for additional services necessary to analyze a pipeline connecting Lake Belton and Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir for an amount not to exceed $55,000.
Heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Richard and
Sarah.
Poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.